I think the excitement has been building since we found out last March that Pope Francis was definitely coming to Ireland for the World Meeting of Families. And then there have been some other moments over the past couple of weeks where we released the itinerary for the Pope while he's here. We released the full programme of speakers for the RDS Pastoral Congress. And then on the 25th of last month, we issued our tickets for Knock Shrine and for the closing mass in the Phoenix Park. So, of course, once people realised that the tickets were out, it was time to focus attention on getting a ticket. And you can certainly feel the momentum is building around the country and around the world as well.
I mean, some people were saying that because it was online, it was difficult for people who didn't maybe have access to the internet. I mean, are you trying to do anything to facilitate somebody who wouldn't have the internet?
We had covered that, I suppose, in two ways. There are an awful lot of people who do use the internet, who are used to booking flights and booking holidays on the internet. So I don't think there's as much of an issue there as people think. The second way we have covered that off is that we through group bookings in parishes. We had said to people to let their parishes know. Parishes had done a call out at Mass for the previous few weekends and had asked people just to let them know that they wanted a seat on the bus, and by virtue of doing that, they would look after booking the ticket in a group booking. So we had a particular group booking system that went live on our website at the same time. And the third way that we captured people that we felt might not be able to go through this system, albeit a very simple system, we had registration days in a number of parishes and dioceses around the country. We also would have heard anecdotally that there was a lot of very good neighbourliness going on, and that granddaughters and grandsons were booking tickets for grandparents, that families and neighbours were booking tickets as family groups and for extended family. So we're pretty happy that we covered off any concern that people might have that they didn't get tickets because they weren't familiar with booking on the internet, or they were in a bad area in terms of broadband.
Yeah. And were you surprised at the response, or were you expecting this kind of response?
We weren't surprised by not. What we have been surprised by is the number of registrations we've had for our RDS Pastoral Congress. They are tickets for which you had to pay. Children are free, but adults pay €38 for a single day ticket. And we're now in a place where 2 months ahead of the event itself, we've had to close off all registrations, all bookings. We are full up. And that would be very unusual for an event for which tickets aren't free. At the, the last comparable event would have been the Eucharistic Congress in 2012, where we would have had tickets available on all of the different days in the RDS. That people would have walked up on the day and said, look, I read something about it in the paper yesterday. I thought I'd come along today. I'd like to look at some of the workshops. But we're in a position where 2 months out from the event, all our tickets are sold out for the RDS Pastoral Congress. In terms of the 500,000 tickets for the Phoenix Park, I suppose we knew from hearing people up and down the country that there was going to be big demand for the tickets. But I suppose I was a little bit surprised. I thought it would take 2 weeks or 3 weeks, that there would be an initial intense phase of people booking because they don't want to miss out and they want to be sure that they have their tickets and have their plans, and then that there would be a very gentle booking up of the remaining maybe 50 or 100,000 tickets. So for us to be a week, almost a week and a half after we put the tickets online, for us to be in a situation where we're down to the last 10,000 tickets is very encouraging for all of us involved in organising the event. And I think a lot of this is down to the great work that's been done by our locally in parishes and dioceses, by our World Meeting of Family diocesan delegates. A huge number of dioceses have had wonderful preparatory events, from picnics to family days, and that's all helped to build the interest and to build the momentum in gathering families together in the context of faith. And I suppose in saying that, other people are saying, are you going to be praying all day at your events? And I suppose the answer is absolutely not. This is a very practical event for families. Yes, we have Mass. Yes, we will have prayer. We will have prayer spaces. But the rest of the time, for example, in the RDS, we're going to be talking about very, very practical issues that affect families today.
Yeah, and what, I mean, also there were some people, the Nope to the Pope campaign, who were booking tickets with the intention of not turning up.
Yeah, we were aware of that campaign. It wasn't something we were overly concerned about at all. When people were booking tickets, it was a booking, it was an application. We haven't issued tickets to anybody yet, and we're very confident that our systems have already washed a lot of those out of the system. So it wasn't something that we were overly concerned. There was a little bit of disappointment on our part that someone or a group of people would attempt to take away the opportunity for ordinary Irish families to go and have celebrate Mass with Pope Francis. And there's also this whole issue of the right to your religious freedom. So on those two points, it was something that we were disappointed about, but we weren't overly concerned at any point that any of those false bookings were going to be translated into actual tickets. So it was important for us to reassure people. The false bookings were only around the closing Mass in the Phoenix Park. At no point were any of the much smaller issue of tickets for Knock Shrine impacted. And I think that was a concern that people maybe who were disappointed that they didn't get tickets for Knock were concerned that there were false bookings. But all our bookings for Knock have been checked and verified.
And what about some of the criticisms from LGBTQ communities and people who have been saying, you know, not all families are going to be welcome here?
We've been very clear all along, from Cardinal Farrell to Archbishop Dermot Martin to ourselves here. We're very clear that all are welcome to whatever element or event of the World Meeting of Families they want to attend. This is a very, very practical, down-to-earth conference that we're having in the RDS. It obviously is very much a Catholic event, but all along and all the way through, and this remains right up to the 26th of August and beyond, all are welcome, all families are welcome.
And, I mean, do you think it will give a boost to Ireland to have Pope Francis visit here?
I think it absolutely will give a boost to Ireland. We've 12,000 international visitors coming to the RDS Pastoral Congress alone. That's the highest ever international attendance for any World Meeting of Families event. We'll also have up to 1,500 to 2,000 media. A lot of those will be international media. The eyes of the world are very much going to be on Ireland, I suppose the church in Ireland, the people of Ireland and Ireland as a country. I would imagine that we're going in any of the bigger events that we're having in Phoenix Park and Croke Park, Ireland will be very visible in terms of the people, but also in terms of our beautiful monasteries and faith spaces, as well as our very modern, vibrant country that Ireland is. So I think it can't but give a boost to Ireland. I know from the last World Meeting of Families was held in Philadelphia in the USA, and as a direct result of them hosting the World Meeting of Families, they received as a city a number of national events that they don't feel they would have received otherwise, and they also received a boost in business, in tourism, as well as one or two international events that may not have otherwise gone to them in Philadelphia. So we're showing the world that we're capable of hosting an event of the size and scale of the Phoenix Park with 500,000 people. We're showing the world that we're capable of hosting the Holy Father. We're showing the world that we're capable of hosting an international family congress that will have about 37,000 people gathered over the 3 days in the RDS in Dublin, and that we have the facilities, both in terms of accommodation, both in terms of transport and infrastructure. And I suppose the most important thing is that we have open arms and a welcome for worldwide, world-class events. And I mean, it's not often that any country gets to host an event of the size and scale of the World Meeting of Families. So it can't but further put Ireland onto the map as a venue for secular and for church events.
And do you think Pope Francis will have anything to say on the recent referendum? I mean, that seems to be something of a, you know, a change in direction of the Irish psyche, you know.
I would have, at this stage and this far out, I would not want to second guess anything that the Pope Francis is going to say. I mean, this event is the World Meeting of Families event. The reason that Pope Francis is coming to Ireland is for the World Meeting of Families. He's coming to spend time with families. All of the Vatican, all of the various organisations and dicasteries within the Vatican are more than aware of the Ireland of 2018. But they tend to leave matters for the local church, up to the local church. So I would not get into second guessing what Pope Francis may or may not say. I think the important thing to remember this far out and while he's here is that he's coming for the World Meeting of Families. It's not a papal visit. The sole reason for him being in Ireland is to be part of the World Meeting of Families. The sole reason for him going to Knock, it's not a papal visit to Knock. He's going to Knock to pray for families and for the success of the initiative of the World Meeting of Families that is now in its ninth, this is the ninth time that it's been hosted. At the end of the closing mass in the Phoenix Park, we will have the joy of finding out the next venue for the World Meeting of Families in 3 years' time. So the whole reason for Pope Francis to be here in Ireland is to be with families, is to listen to families, is to encourage families, and is to uplift families. But I wouldn't, this far out, like to second guess what he may or may not say on any particular issue.
Are you hoping the weather will hold up?
Gosh, I think the weather is the one thing that's given us all sleepless nights. We're looking out at this gorgeous weather we've had for the last 10 days and thinking, please don't use it all up before August. I think the weather we've had the last week, you'd be concerned that if it stays like that, it would be maybe a little bit too hot for people to be out and about in the Phoenix Park in particular, or in Knock. But really and truly we'll be getting into an intense phase of praying for good weather closer to the 25th and the 26th of August in particular. But I think regardless of the weather, I think we're certainly very resilient. I mean, as they say in Ireland, there's no such thing as bad weather, there's just the wrong clothes. Or even if we don't get a heat wave, we're praying for some decent weather. And regardless of the weather, I don't think it'll dampen the spirits of the 500,000 people gathered in Phoenix Park with Pope Francis.